Amen.
Amen.
I want to welcome all of you.
欢迎每一位.
Yeah, and I especially want to welcome if you're those of you that are here for the first time.
如果您是第一次到访的新朋友, 我们要特别的欢迎你.
Yeah, we had a camp this past week for children.
过去这一周我们刚刚完成了儿童夏令营的活动.
And there were like 120 students that were here.
总共有120个孩子报名参加我们的活动.
And so maybe you're here because your children came to this camp.
或许您今天到我们教会是因为孩子参加了夏令营。
But if you're here for the first time, could you raise your hand? We just have something to give to you.
如果您是第一次到访的新朋友，请你举手，我们有一个资料袋要送给您。
We won't embarrass you or anything.
不是，不要觉得尴尬。
Okay, yeah. So we just want to welcome all.
我们一起拍手，欢迎新朋友。
Do you keep your hands raised? Yeah, good. We always want to be a home. A spiritual home to you here?
教会就是我们大家属灵的家。
Yeah, so we hope you feel comfortable and safe here.
希望你在这里觉得宾至如归。
And give us a chance to fellowship with you.
也让我们有机会更多的认识你。
Yeah. Now, because of the camp, the director of the camp, Christine, our children's director, she asked me to do something that will help parents.
我们儿童事工的主任 Christine 王子梅，她特别要求我今天做一些分享，关于如何的教养儿女。And
I think that's a good idea because parenting I think parenting is the second most difficult job.
我觉得这个提议很好，因为为人父母教养儿女实在是不容易的，是第二项最困难的事。
Yeah, I think parenting is the second most difficult thing in life. Okay.
在人生当中，教养儿女是第二大难题。Yeah.
You're thinking, what's the first thing?
那你就会问, 那第一大难题是什么?
Well, okay, I have to be honest. I think marriage 好, is the most difficult thing in life.
老实说,做夫妻是最难的。
Yeah, that's my opinion. But,
这是我的想法啦,
yeah, 不过, but it's very hard to be a parent.
要养儿育女实在是不容易的事。
And honestly, I never had the thought that, oh, I have to have my own kids.
老实说, 我以前没有想过必须要生孩子的。
Yeah. When I was single, I thought, well, you know, I don't have to have my own kids. I can adopt too, okay?
单身的时候, 我想我自己不一定要生孩子, 我可以领养啊。
Yeah. So, but when I was starting to date Kathy, before we got married, we were just dating.
年轻的时候我跟师母开始约会。
Yeah, and so one day we were just talking, you know.
有一天在闲聊。
And so I just asked her, Kathy, if you got married one day, how many kids would you want?
我问师母说，如果有一天你结婚了，你想生几个小孩？
And she didn't even think for a second. She didn't hesitate at all. Okay?
她想都没想就说了。
She immediately said, I want six children.
她马上说，我想要六个小孩。
So I just remember I didn't say anything, okay?
我还记得我当时哑口无言,
but I just smiled.
我就笑了一下,
you know, but in my mind I'm thinking to myself, okay?
但是我心里面说了这么一句话,
well, that's not going to happen.
哎呦,不可能啦。
So now I have six kids.
但是现在我们家真的有六个小孩。
So I think God was looking at me.
神真的是看见我了。
And he, you know, I was laughing at Kathy, okay?
当时我还笑他。
But I think God was laughing at me, okay?
但是其实上帝在笑我呀。
He's going, ha, wait and see.
等着看吧, 有一天你就知道了。
Yeah, so that's what happened. That's really, she really wanted six kids.
后来人生果然如此, 如常所愿。
And so even though we have six kids, you know, we're not experts at parenting, okay?
虽然我们家养了六个孩子，但是我们并不完美。
But you know what I think Kathy and I tried to do is we tried to learn from other people's mistakes.
但是我们夫妻一直想要从别人的错误当中学到教训。
Yeah, whether it's our parents' mistakes, okay?
不管是从我们自己原生家庭父母亲他们的失败里头，
or other people that we see,
或者是周遭人们的错误当中学到教训。
But even from the Bible, okay?
甚至是圣经当中也有一些人他们犯了错。
You can see lots of mistakes that that people make in the Bible.
圣经里面记载了许多圣经人物他们生命当中的错误。
So Kathy and I, we just try to learn from other people's mistakes, and we try not to make the same mistakes.
我们夫妻就尽心竭力的想要避免这样的错。
We're not perfect, so we still make mistakes. Okay.
当然了，我们并不完美，到目前为止，我们还是会犯错。
But hopefully, God's helped us to make less mistakes. Okay.
但是我们盼望应着上帝的帮助，让我们的错越犯越少。
Yeah. So, but I love. This is why I love the Bible.
我好喜欢圣经。
Because when you read the Bible,
因为每一次研读圣经，
you can see that it's real.
就知道圣经里面的人物都是有血有肉、活生生的。
The Bible is honest.
它是诚实的记录。
Yeah, you can tell it's not someone making up a story.
你看得出来这绝非杜撰出来的。
So let me give you an example.
我举例来说。
You know, There doesn't seem, you know, this Bible is a pretty big book with lots of stories, right?
圣经还蛮厚的，里头有许多的故事。
And it covers a history of like almost 4,000 years of history, okay?
涵盖了四千年的历史。
But all these stories in the Bible, okay?
在所有的历史故事当中。
Actually, there are no clear examples of good parents.
其实并没有一个很清晰的做父母的典范。
Okay. Do you realize what I'm saying?
你晓不晓得我在说什么？
If you study the Bible carefully,
如果你仔细的研读圣经，
okay, I can't find a clear example of great parents.
我在整本圣经里头找不到一个完美父母的典范。
Yeah. And so I love that because that makes me feel not so bad about.
我很喜欢这个，因为
parents, okay?
因为让我
yeah.
觉得很安慰。
Yeah. Yeah, so it's real. It's real.
圣经都是活生生的人物。
When you read the Bible, you actually see lots and lots of examples of bad parenting. Okay.
我们其实在圣经里头看到很多糟糕的父母亲的他们的例子。
Yeah, and so let's do this today. Let's learn first. The first part of my sermon today is let's first learn some of the not so good things that people do as parents in the Bible. Okay.
首先，我们看圣经里头一个血淋淋的例子，做父母亲怎么样失败了。
Okay. So for instance, in Genesis, you know, we've been going through Genesis. I will go back to Genesis in another week. I will spend one more week on parenting. Okay, next week. Okay, but.I'm going to go back to Genesis.
今天我们的主题是为人父母教养儿女，但是下周我们再回到创世纪的主题。
In 2 weeks.
两周之后我们再回到创世纪的主题。
But if you know, Noah was supposed to be this very righteous man, right?
大家都知道挪亚是一个义人。
That's why God picked him. God selected him to be the person to start over, so to speak, right?
所以上帝特别拣选了挪亚，要重新开始人类历史。
But you didn't. Maybe I didn't have time to read this. To read this to show you this the other day.
今天没有太多的时间详细的来研读这段经文。
But if you read chapter 9,
如果你看到创世纪第九章
and verse 20,
我们看第九章二十节。
Yeah, you see that in this story, Noah, planted a grapes. He planted a vineyard.
这里描述挪亚种了一个葡萄园。
And then he made wine.
他用葡萄造酒。
And then he got drunk.
有一天喝酒喝醉了。
Okay. See. So, drinking alcohol is not bad. Okay?
喝酒本身并不是罪恶。
It's okay to drink beer, wine, whatever. Okay.
不管是白酒、啤酒，都是被容许的。
Yeah, but what God doesn't want us to do is to be drunk.
但是神不要我们喝醉。
Yeah, it's very important that we don't drink too much.
你要记得不要喝太多了。
Yeah, or we become addicted so that we have to drink. We cannot not drink alcohol. That's God doesn't want us to be in bondage to anything. Okay?
或者是有了酒瘾，开始非要依靠酒精不可。上帝不要我们进入各样的捆绑当中。
Okay? So we see Noah getting drunk. Okay.
这里记载说挪亚喝酒喝醉了。
Now remember, Noah was supposed to be the most righteous man on the planet Earth, okay?
你要记得挪亚是当时世上最公义的人。
Yeah, okay. So we see this very real we get a real picture, an honest picture of people in the Bible. Okay.
这是圣经里头有血有肉、活生生的例子。
No one is perfect except for Jesus.
除了主耶稣以外，没有完美的人。
And so you're never going to be perfect. I'm never going to be perfect until we go to heaven. Okay.
除非我们有一天到了天上，否则在地上，你不可能完美，我也不可能完美。
Okay. So the good news is that God loves Noah just the way he is.
好消息是，上帝按着本相接纳挪亚，爱他。
Yeah. And God loves you.Just the way you are.
上帝按着你的本相接纳你，爱你。
And even if you don't change, God still loves you the same.
就算你的生命毫无改变，上帝对你的爱也都是一样的。
Now, but we want to change because it's better for our life if we change, okay?
但是我们渴望改变，因为这样的人生是更完美的。
And God will help us.
而且上帝必定帮助我们。
But another problem you see, Noah, and this is a terrible, terrible thing that Noah does, okay?
我们在挪亚的例子当中看见一个血淋淋的故事。
In this story, again, I don't have time before, but I just want to tell you that.Because he was drunk, he took off all his clothes. He was naked.
挪亚喝醉酒之前，先把自己衣服全部都脱光了。
Yeah. Now, but so his youngest son, did something that that was not so good. Okay.
也做了一件很糟糕的事。
Yeah. His youngest son, Ham.I don't know. Maybe he was curious. Okay.
不知道他是什么原因，或许只是出于好奇。
Okay. Yeah. So I don't know what he was thinking, but his youngest son Ham was looking at his father's nakedness. Okay.
不知道这个韩的心里在想什么，但是他看见父亲光着身子。
Yeah. Instead of like his older brothers.His older brothers, when they discover their father was naked, they didn't look and they just tried to cover their father, you know, with a blanket.
这个小儿子呢，不像两个哥哥一样，因为两个哥哥看见父亲光着身子，就赶快拿衣服进去给父亲盖上。
Maybe Ham was curious. Maybe he was laughing at his father. I'm not sure. Okay.
也许韩有一些轻视自己的父亲，藐视他，
yeah.
嘲笑他。
But anyway, when Noah woke up, okay.
后来挪亚酒醒了。
And he found out what happened.
他发现了小儿子对他所做的事。
Yeah, he became very angry.
非常的生气。
Yeah, and so he cursed his son.
于是就咒诅小儿子。
Now, I'm not sure why he did this, but instead of saying his son's name, he cursed his son's son, Canaan.
他咒诅了儿子的儿子迦南。
Yeah, okay, so verse 25. So Noah says, cursed be Canaan.
我们看二十五节，挪亚就说迦南应当受咒诅。
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. So, but you know, I don't think God wants us to do this to our children. Okay.
我不认为这是上帝的心意。他希望我们做父母的这样对待儿女。
Now, sometimes God curses certain people groups for being evil. Okay. If God wants to curse, we let God do that.Okay.
如果上有的时候上帝会咒诅特定的族群，因为他们犯了极恶的事情。如果上帝要咒诅，我们就把这个权利交还给上帝。
Yeah, but we don't want to curse our children. Okay.
但是我们是人，我们没有权利咒诅自己的儿女。
In fact, we don't want to curse anyone, especially our children. Yeah.
其实我们不应该咒诅任何人，特别是自己的儿女。
Yeah. But I think we do that a lot. My parents, you know, this is how my generation was, I think, okay?
可是我们人常常做这样的事情，特别是在我这个年代，我父母亲也做过这样的事。
Yeah, you know, I don't remember my parents telling me good things.
Yeah. 在我印象里头，父母亲没有表扬称赞过我。
Yeah. If other people say, oh, your son's so good.
如果别人说，哎呀，你儿子好优秀。
What do my parents say?
父母亲怎么回答？
No, 他很懒，他不听话。
哎呀，
you know,
很糟糕的孩子，
you know what I mean?
不听话。
Yeah, if your parents say something good, I mean, if other people say something good, your parents say, no, he's no good, right?
如果别人称赞自己的小孩，我们还要说，哎呀，没有了，很糟糕了。
Yeah, or so and so, but I never remember hearing positive things from my parents.
在我印象里头，父母亲没有给我一些赞许的话。
I just remember, oh, you're, you know, why can't you be like that?
我记忆里头都是常常把我跟别人做比较。
How come you don't have better grades?
哎呀，为什么你的分数不够好呢
？Yeah, so you know, I just hear criticism.、Okay?
我听到的都是批评的话。
And so I remember my parents so saying, you know, you're going to grow up to be a bad person.
我还记得父母亲跟我讲说，以后长大你没什么出息。
Yeah, so I remember all these words. Okay.
这些话其实在我的脑海里都常常的回响。
Now maybe that's their way of motivating me.
或许他们用这样的方式想要刺激我，让我成长。
And I have to admit, maybe it worked.
我承认，或许有点效果吧。
Because I, you know, I'm very prideful.
因为我是一个内心很骄傲、自负的人。
So I said, oh yeah, okay, I'm going to prove you wrong.
好吧，证明给你看，证明给你看，你们眼看错了。
So maybe it worked, okay?
也许有效。
But that's still not a good way to do it, okay?
但是还不是这个并不是理想的方式来激励自己的儿女嘛。
Because lots of time that doesn't work, okay?
因为常常是起到了反效果呀。
It just makes your children hate you.
反而让儿女来痛恨你。
Yeah, so it's not a good idea to curse our children like that, okay?
所以咒诅自己的孩子，讲负面批评的话，绝对不是一个理想的方式。
Yeah, like you're so ugly, you'll never get married.
哎呀，你长这么丑，怎么嫁得出去呢？
You're so stupid and useless, you'll never do anything.
你这么笨，
okay?
你这么笨，长大怎么会有出息呢？
Yeah, all these things are when we say these things to our children.
当我们这样跟儿女说话。
It's like cursing them.
其实就是在咒诅他们。
Yeah, so instead of blessing our children,
我们没有祝福儿女，反而咒诅他们。
So let's learn from these people's mistakes.
我们从这些人血淋淋的例子里面学一些教训吧。
Yeah. Also, let's do some more bad. Let's see more bad examples.
好，再看一个更恶劣的例子。
Both Isaac and Jacob. Okay.
Yeah.
When you later on, we're gonna see Abraham's. Children,
待会儿我们看亚伯拉罕
his son and then his grandson. Okay.
亚伯拉罕的儿子跟孙子他们的故事。
You see, Isaac and Jacob, they both, you can see in their stories, they didn't, love their children the same.
我们在以撒跟雅各的身上都看到，他们其实对儿女是有偏心的。
They have their favorite child.
在他们的儿女当中，总是有一两个特别讨他喜欢。
Yeah, and that hurts the other children.
这样的行为其实伤害其他儿女的心。
Yeah, and it caused big problems among their children.
而且在手足之间造成很大的纷争。
Okay, so this is another very bad thing that you could see in the Bible. Okay,
这是圣经里头另外一个负面的例子。
Yeah, you could see parents they show favoritism.
父母亲有自己的偏心。
And so I beg you, as parents, please don't do that to your children.
做父母的，千万千万不要对儿女有偏心。
Yeah, so I know it's easy to do, you know, especially in Chinese culture, we favor sons sometimes. You know.
我知道这个在家庭当中常常发生，特别是华人家庭，我们喜欢儿子。
You know, there's a lot of pain.That you cause when you do that.
如果你这么做的话，其实，在儿女的心里头造成很多的伤痛。
A few years ago, when I talked about this subject, okay.
几年以前，我曾经做这个主题的讲道。
After I finished.
讲完之后
，A lady came up to me.
一个姊妹走到前面。
Yeah, she's about 35.
大概35岁。
And she was crying.
她泪流满面。
Yeah, and she told me.
告诉我说。
Yeah, when she was growing up.
她小时候。
You know, before she told me this, I didn't think about it. Okay.
在她跟我分享之前，其实我没有这么想过。
But she told me when she was growing up.
她跟我说小时候。
Yeah, her mother always gave the best part of the food to her brother.
妈妈总是把好吃的给留给弟弟。
Yeah. Okay. So if it's I didn't even think about this until she told me this. Okay.
她跟我说之前，我从来没想过这种事。
Then I realized, oh yeah. Sometimes,
后来我发现
in a chicken, maybe there's a more tender part. Okay.
比方说，像鸡肉总是有些部位比较好吃。
Or
鸡腿。
A fruit has like a best, the sweetest part. Okay.
或者是水果里头总是有一个部位比较甜。
Yeah. And so she remembers her mother always giving the best part to.To her brother.
这个姊妹记得她的妈妈总是把好吃的地方留给自己的弟弟。
Yeah, and so she feels so hurt by that.
她因着妈妈这样的行为，让她觉得很受伤。
Yeah, and so please, God tells us to not show favoritism.
上帝吩咐我们不可以偏待任何人。
Because God Himself, He does not show favoritism.
因为上帝他也从来都不偏待人的。
He doesn't love one person more than He loves another person.
他对一个人的爱绝对不会超过对另外一个人的爱。
So we need to learn from that.
我们需要学会这个功课。
But let me tell you a secret, okay?
我告诉你一个秘诀。
God doesn't tell you to like everyone the same.
但是上帝没有要我们喜欢每一个人同样的程度。
If you have more than one children,
如果家里的孩子不止一个。
If you like one more than the other, that's okay.
如果你喜欢某一个超过另外一些
but just don't let them know, okay?
啊，只是不要让他们知道就好了。
You treat the children the same.
你对待孩子的方式应该是一样的。
In other words, you love them the same.
换言之，你对他们的爱是一样的。
Yeah, see, I have to confess, I have six children.
我承认我家有六个小孩。
I don't like all my six children the same. Okay?
我对六个孩子的喜爱不是一样的。
That's impossible.
这个是不可能的。
Because just like I don't like fruit, all fruit the same.
就像所有的水果，我并不是每一样都喜欢。
I can't help it. I like watermelons.
我喜欢哈密瓜，我喜欢西瓜。
I can't help what I like.
我喜欢的东西，这个是我的一个本性。
Okay, I can't help what I don't like. I can't help it. Okay.
我不喜欢的，我也没有办法忍住。
So God doesn't force me to like everyone the same.
上帝并没有强迫我对每个人的喜爱是一样的。
But God wants me to love everyone the same.
但是上帝要我对每一个人的爱是一样的。
God wants me to love all my six children the same.
上帝要我用同样的爱对待六个孩子。
They should feel love from me the same.
他们应该感受到父爱是一样的。
Now, I don't know if I succeeded or not.
当然了，我不知道我做的到底成不成功。
But I hope you can help me find out.
但是我希望你可以帮助我能够做到。
If someday you can interview my six children.
如果有一天你问一下我家六个小孩。
Even now, if you want to, okay?
就算现在你去问一问也可以的。
I hope you can interview my six children.
你可以问一下我六个小孩。
And you ask all my six children.
六个都问一下没关系。
You ask them, does mommy and daddy love one child more than the other?
爸爸妈妈是不是特别的偏爱某一个呢？
Yeah, I want you to ask them.
你可以问一下。
Because I'm curious to know what their answer is.
我也很好奇他们会怎么回答你。
I'm hoping for two kinds of response, okay?
我希望他们会有两种的回答。
The third response is what I...If there's a third response, then I know that I failed, okay?
假使出现第三种答案，我知道我失败了。
Yeah, if you ask my six kids, does your mommy, daddy love one child more?
问一下我家六个小孩说，爸爸妈妈有没有特别的偏爱某一位呢？
If the response is five kids all point to one, okay?
如果当中的五个孩子都指向同一个人。
Yeah, mom,
对
mom,
对了
they,
爸爸妈妈就特别的喜欢那一个
they
对了
yeah,
就是那一个
that one,
没错
yeah, yeah,
五个都指向同一个人
okay,
目标是一致的
point to that same child,
如果目标是同一个
okay, I failed, okay,
哦我失败了
failed, okay,
真的
yeah,
失败了你
But if I get the two other responses
但是如果有两个不一样的目标
if the best response I hope for is, oh, no, we, mom and dad, they love us the same.
当然我希望孩子的回答说，没有了，爸爸妈妈对每一个孩子的爱是一样的。
Okay, I would like that response.
我希望我听到的答案是这样的。
But I'll accept another response.
那还有另外一种回答。
Every child points to a different child.
就是目标是不一样的。
One child said, oh, mom likes this one, but loves this one best.
如果这五个孩子六个孩子他们所指的目标是不一样的不是同一个
But another child said, oh, no, mom loves, dad loves that one best.
他们会说、
okay.
哦爸爸最喜欢那个妈妈最喜欢这一个
But as long as they point to a different child, they all point to a different child, not the same one,
不一样、
okay?
只要不是同一个目标、
yeah. Then I succeeded.
那表示我成功了。
Yeah, so I hope, so I don't know what the results is, but I hope you can help me find out someday, okay?
我不知道他们的回答是怎么样的，但是或许你可以去问一下，让我知道答案。
But my point is, please,
我的重点是
show favorites.
不可以偏心待人。
Yeah, because that caused a lot of damage between the siblings and between you and the one that's hurt, okay?
因为在父子的关系当中，还有在手足之间会造成很多的问题和困扰。
Yeah, okay, all right. Then let's look at another problem. Okay.
还有另外一个问题。
This is King David. Okay?
就是大卫王犯下的错误。
King David, he caused one of his sons to be very bitter.
他造成一个儿子心里面极大的苦毒。
Because another son did something very bad.
因为另外一个儿子行为邪恶。
But he did not discipline.
可是他没有管教那个坏孩子。
That son that did that bad thing.
他没有管教那个坏孩子。
Okay, and it hurt the son that that's made the other son very angry.
以至于造成他另外一个儿子内心极大的苦毒。
Okay. Now, I don't think King David was showing favor. If it was switched around, King David would have done the same thing. Okay.
倒不是说大卫王对这两个儿子有偏心。如果这两个人角色互换，或许大卫王会做同样的事。
Yeah. So King David just doesn't like to, I think his problem, King David's problem, he doesn't like to discipline.
大卫王的问题就是他不管教孩子。
Yeah, and so that's another problem that we don't want to make, okay?
这是在教养儿女当中应该避免的另外的一个问题。
Sometimes we think that we love our children, so we just, we think that we love our children by just being nice to them.
有的时候我们觉得爱孩子好像就是善待他。
So we don't do anything that's painful to them.
于是我们就尽量的避免任何让他们痛苦的事。
Yeah, but that's not good.
但是这个并不好啊。
Because sometimes if we really love our children,
如果我们真的爱这个孩子,
we have to discipline
them. 你必须管教他。
Even if they feel a little pain,
就算他感到痛苦,
that's what they need.
但是那是他需要的。
They need it to become mature.
为了成熟必须经历管教的痛苦
It's for their own good
这是为了他们的成长的益处
Because discipline I'll talk about this more next week、okay?
下一周我再谈这个主题
Discipline is different from punishment
管教和惩罚是不一样的
Yes, and I'll explain that next week、okay?
下周我再解释这个
But for now, just understand that we need to give healthy discipline to our children
希望你了解我们对儿女要做一些有效率的、健康的管教。
Okay, so you can read the Bible and you can learn from all these negative examples. Don't make these people's mistakes.
在圣经里头，许多人他们犯了错误，我们应该避免的。
Okay, now I don't have a clear story from the Bible. I don't have a clear story, but I'll just use my own life.
圣经里头没有一个十分贴切的例子，我就用我自己来举例说明。
And I want to speak to the fathers. If you're a father, I want to speak to you.
如果你是一个做父亲的，今天我想要对你说。
Because I think most fathers have this problem.
多数的父亲都有这问题。
Most fathers think that, oh, my job as a father should be to earn money.
多数的男人都认为我的职责就是赚钱养家。
And so we let the mother.You know, spend time with the child.
于是我们把教养儿女的责任都推给妻子。
Yeah, we just give money to.
我们只要付钱养家。
Yeah, okay. So that's a very common, father thinking. Okay?
这是一个常见的父亲的思维。
In Taiwan, in America,
不管在台湾，在美国
，same like
都一样的。
Okay, so but this is not healthy for the child. Okay?
但是这个对儿女来说并不健康。
So I confess, I have a hard time with this myself. You know,
我承认我自己调试的并不好。
You know, I rather work 8 or 10 hours a day at my job.
一天工作十个小时对我来说并不难。
To me, that's easier than spending 1 hour with my children. Okay.
我宁愿工作十个小时， yeah. 我也不愿意花一个小时跟儿女在一起。
I don't know why. I'm just like that. It's my problem. Okay.
这是我的问题。
So, yeah. So I think many men are like me. They feel that way.、Okay?
很多男人可能都有这样的困扰。
So we prefer just to work. Okay.
我们更愿意宁愿工作。
But then we don't spend that much time with our children.
可是我们不想花那么多时间跟小孩吵吵闹闹在一起。
But I think, you know, my father is like this.
我父亲也是这样。
You know, growing up,
我小时候
until I was 9 when I went to America,
一直到九岁，我们全家搬到美国。
Until I was 9, I don't even have many memories of my father.
九岁之前，我对父亲的印象很少的。
Because he had 2 jobs.
因为父亲做两份工作。
When he worked 1 job in a day, then he goes to another job at night.
他白天有一个全职的工作，晚上还要兼差。
Yeah. So when I wake up, I don't see my father.
你醒过来就看不到父亲。
When I go to bed, I don't see my father.
睡觉的时候，爸爸也不在家。
Yeah. So for 9 years,
九年的时间
I don't have any memories of my father.
我对父亲没有什么记忆的。
Yeah. He worked 7 days a week.
他每周工作七天，从来不休假。
He was busy.Trying to make money,
因为他忙着赚钱。
Okay, so, but please don't do that.
我拜托你不要这么做。
It's very damaging.
对这个家庭，对孩子有很大的损害。
So the father needs to spend time.
父亲绝对需要花时间跟孩子在一起。
So I'm going to end with I'm going to There's a song I like to sing.
有一首诗歌我很喜欢。
I'm sorry, this is I don't like to sing. There's a song I like to listen to.
有一首诗歌我很喜欢听。
It's not a Christian song.
这个不是福音诗歌。
It's a popular song in the 70s.
是70年代一首流行歌曲。
So if you're old enough, you might remember the song, okay?
如果你有点年纪，
yeah.
或许你还记得这首歌，
But,
流行歌。
I'm gonna explain the song to you, okay?
我稍微解释一下。
Yeah. So this is.The song's called Cat's Cradle, and I don't understand why it's called that name.
这首歌曲的名字叫做《猫咪的摇篮》，我不知道为什么取这个名字。
But this is a father telling his story of his life. Okay?
这是一个父亲他透过这个诗歌请倾吐他的心声。
Yeah, so let me read the song for you, and so you understand what he's saying. Okay.
好，我先来读一下，然后让你帮助你了解这是什么意思。
Okay. So this is his father. This is a father. Okay. He says, "My child arrived just the other day."
这是父亲的心声。他说前几天小儿刚刚到来。
He came to the world the usual way.
他就是照着一般的途径来到世上。
Yeah, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay.
但是要有飞机要去赶着飞上飞机
In other words, he needs to work.
意思就是爸爸当很忙的要工作
Yeah, okay, so next. So he learned to walk while I was away.
我不在的时候他在学走路
In other words, he wasn't around when the child grows up, learning to walk. He wasn't around.、Okay?
孩子在牙牙学语在学走路的时候父亲都不在旁边
And before he even realized it, the child started to talk.
那孩子还
He was talking before I knew it. Yeah.
我都还不知道这孩子竟然已经学会讲话了。
Yeah. And then the child grows more.
后来这个孩子越长越大。
And then the child says, the child loves his father.
这个孩子其实是爱父亲的。
So the child says, I'm going to be like you, Dad. You know I'm going to be like you.
他说爸爸呀我要像你这样。
Okay, next, okay. And then there's the chorus, okay.
这个是这首歌的他的。
Okay, so...Okay, so the second verse.
好，我们看第二段。
My son turned 10 just the other day.
前几天，儿子满十岁了。
And he says, "Thanks for the ball, Dad. Come on, let's play."
他说：“爸爸，谢谢你送给我的球，我们一起去打球吧。
”Yeah, but the father says, "No, not today. I have lots to do."
爸爸就说：“今天不行啊，我还有好多事情要做。
”Yeah, so. 可是那个 the child's very nice.
那孩子很好啊。
He's a good child. He says, "Oh, that's
okay,
Dad."
是个好孩子。他说：“爸爸，没关系。
”Yeah.But he keeps the child because I'm going to be like my dad.
但是他就心里面说、yeah. 我
He's going to be like, he still likes, he still loves, the child still loves his dad.
这个孩子还是很
be,
还是爱爸爸他说我
And wants to be like him.
我想要像爸爸这样
Okay. Wants to grow up to be like his dad. Okay,
他 third, 有一天长大了 verse, 他也想要像爸爸这样
Then he came to college, then he came home from college just the other day. So much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while?
后来前几天呢，这个孩子长大，从大学回家，然后他已经长大成人了。Yeah. 我就跟他说：“孩子啊，我真的是以你为荣啊，我们两个坐下来聊一下。”
And then the son says, he smiled, says, "Oh, Dad, I really like to borrow the car. can I have the keys?"
孩子就笑一笑，跟他讲说：“爸爸，其实我只是想要跟你借这个车子钥匙而已了。”
Okay, so last verse.
最后一段歌词。
I've long since retired. My son's moved away. I called him up just the other day.
这个时候这个爸爸已经退休很久了，孩子已经搬出家里去，已经不再住在家里。
He says, "Let's get together."
我就刚刚跟他通了电话说，有没有时间呢？我们就一起抽个时间，抽个空见一见。
But the son says, "I love to, Dad, but if I can find the time."
但是这个儿子就回答他说，爸爸，我也好想啊，可是我没时间啊。
Okay, next. Okay, you see, my new job's a hassle. Hassle means 很麻烦 and the kids have the flu.But it's really nice talking to you, Dad.
这个儿子就说，爸爸，但是我的新工作有好多事情要做，孩子也感冒了，但是我还是很开心的，能够跟你听到你的声音。
Okay, next. So as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me.
我挂上了电话，我就想到以前小的时候，孩子跟我讲的，说他长大了要像我一样，他现在果然就像我一样。
Okay, so this is a very interesting story.
很有意思吧，
okay?
这个故事。
Yeah. So let me. So I'm. I don't really like to do this, but I'll sing this song for you. Okay.
通常我不喜欢做这种事，但是我今天表演给你看。
Because the song has more meaning when you. I don't know why it has more meaning when.
当你这诗歌啊，这歌曲如果唱出来的时候，你会特别的有感觉。我们一起拍手鼓励牧师。
Just look at the words. Look at the words.
请你仔细地看一下歌词。
Yeah. Check, check, check.Came to the world in the usual way. There were planes to catch, bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking before I knew it. And as he grew, he says, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. No, I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when. We'll get together then. No, we're gonna get by then. His son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, I've accomplished the way. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay, and he walked away. But his smile never dim. He says, I'm gonna be like you, him, yeah. You know I'm gonna be like him. Cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when. We'll get together then. No, we'll have a good time then. Well, he came from college just the other day, so much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you, can you sit for a while? He shook his head and said with a smile, what I really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? Cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when. We'll get together then. No, we'll have a good time then. Long since retired, my son moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, love to Dad if I can find the time. You seem to drop the hassle when the kids have the flu. Sure nice talking to you, Dad. Sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when. We'll get together then, Dad. Have a good time then. So do you see the story, the pain?
你有没有体会到这个儿子、yeah. 父亲这个父亲内心的伤痛？
This is actually a kind of a generational curse.
这个其实是一种累代的咒诅。
Because this pattern gets repeated over and over again.
因为这样的生活模式会不断的重复。
Yeah. So with God, you can break this pattern.
但是我们靠着上帝能够打破这样的世代的咒诅。
Okay. So, yeah. So anyway, I'll share something I didn't finish, but I have to close now. But so next week I'll continue about parenting.
今天这个主题还没讲完，下周我会继续的讲养儿育女。
But I pray for you now that God will help you to not to make the same mistakes of other parents. Okay.
现在我要为你祷告，愿我们都能够避免其他父母亲犯下的错。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父啊,
thank you for being our perfect parent.
感谢你做我们完美的父母。
You know how to love us just perfectly.
你知道如何完美地付出你的爱。
Yeah. Even though our parents did their best and tried to love us.
即使我们的父母亲，他们都努力了，想要爱我们。
But they weren't able to love us in a way that we needed all the time.
但是他们没有办法照我们所需要的那样爱我们，付出理想的爱。
Help us to be a father like you.
帮助我们能够像你这样的做父亲。
Yeah, help us to Yeah, to know your love, but to also give your love to our children.
帮助我们认识你的爱，领受你的爱，也把你的爱传递给我们的儿女。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
爱你now under your wings.
Cover me within your mighty hand. When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are king over the flood. I will be still and know you are God.
我们用中文 God bless you. Have a great week.
愿上帝赐福大家，祝福你有美好的一周。